Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your very own retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia. He's the owner of the True Wealth Group. Well, Neil Diamond turns a very young 66 years old this week, and that song, Sweet Caroline, was inspired, I did not know this, by John F. Kennedy's daughter, Caroline. Diamond sang the song to her at her 50th birthday celebration back in 2007. I love Neil Diamond. Do you love him?
Awesome. I've been listening to it ever since I was little. No choice of my own. My mom listened to this kind of music, and I actually, to this day, love this kind of music.
It's just happy, feel-good music. My mom listened to it, too, and she still loves this music.
Absolutely, and just like music, think about it. What we listen to when we're young and we like when we're older. Mm-hmm. So if we learn our savings habits young, we're going to have them when we're older.
Really, really wise. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's an excellent point, because we were talking earlier in the show about the principles that you teach your kids and teaching them what money is, how do you get it? And that, like, I love when you said it comes down to you have choices and you can always choose whether to, okay, are you going to have the discipline of saving and planning, or are you just going to all funnel it all into lifestyle? And that's so powerful.
Most people learn their most between 1 and 10. I mean, that's why commercials on TV, when our kids are watching the cartoons, mm-hmm. they're trying to teach us to consume, which works really well.
Yeah.
So we have to combat the negativity with opposite positive things that they can benefit by teaching them young. So don't just let the TV teach them. You need to be doing stuff actively with your kids to give them the principles now when they're young. And even if they don't have it when they're in their 20s, it'll come back to them in their 30s. And they'll start saving earlier than most people. And being ready for retirement and have an easier life.
Well, someone who's not going to really have to worry about money maybe ever again is an 80-year-old from New York State. He's one of the country's latest multimillionaires. Retired elementary school principal Harold Diamond explains how he found out he was the sole winner of the $326 million Mega Millions jackpot.
When I came home, I put on Cable 6, which is our local television station here in our area, and I saw the numbers, and I saw the first five numbers, so I immediately knew we won a million.
Wow.
And then when I saw the last number, I yelled up to my wife, I think we won a few bucks, you know.
I love that. A few bucks. Well, now we may not be as lucky as Harold and his wife, but what tips would you give the Diamonds, or let's say anyone who's recently come into a large sum of money, because this does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. And I remember watching a program on cable showing how all these people that won the lottery wish they didn't, because it ruined their life.
So sad.
So you'd be surprised how many people's life it ruins. All of a sudden you have friends coming from places you didn't even know they were from, and you didn't even know who these people were, all wanting to have money. And sometimes you give all this money to your kids and they do bad things with it, and people get on drugs and people start gambling. There's so many bad things that can happen. So you, even when you win, you think you're done. You don't need to plan anymore because you have $326 million. Well, his first decision is, you're going to take it over time or you're going to take a lump sum. Well, they're taking a lump sum. So I think the check was like 120 million instead of 326, because they're taking a lump sum. Was that the best decision? Well, maybe they should have taken a couple, you know, a month or so to figure out which was the best way. Take payments for 30 years, or maybe it wouldn't have been. Maybe taking a lump sum was the right thing to do. But then you need to maybe read some stories of all the people that had all these tragedies.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, husband and wives get divorced. They have all this money, and they go, oh, we don't need each other anymore. You know, there's so many things that happen when you watch it on TV. Hawk, did you ever watch any of those programs?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, it looks bad, but I would almost take the risk. No, I'm just kidding.
Hawk would be like, I would suffer through it.
Well, no, take the risk, but no, talk to someone, get educated, you know?
Well, money will definitely, you know, it can make things go greater. It can make things go the other direction. It just depends on the decisions that you make at that time. And getting some direction, you know, and that's what I said. If I ever won the lottery, I would definitely be talking to someone to give me direction on what to do with it, because I would make the wrong decisions, I know. So
I know exactly who you're going to be calling.
I'll be calling Mark Lumia.
Oh, you know it. We got you on speed dial, mister. 800-7-MARK-72.
That's right.
Or we could always call Mia and she'll put us through, right?
That's right.
What can we learn about retirement from marshmallows? Yes, I said marshmallows. Well, a lot, according to an article from dailyfinance.com. They point out the marshmallow test from the 60s that demonstrated self-control, or the lack of it, among preschoolers. We should have asked me about this earlier, but Mark, what do you make of the lessons that they list in this article?
Well, I might have to get some marshmallows to try that later today. I think it's a good lesson.
Do an experiment.
Yeah. But from the article, in a nutshell, Columbia University professor Walter Mischel placed marshmallows in front of preschoolers who were told they can enjoy the treats immediately, but if they waited just 15 minutes before indulging, they will be rewarded with two bonus marshmallows. In the end, believe it or not, up to 70% of children couldn't help but gobble up the marshmallows immediately. Right. But fast forward a few decades, and the researchers followed up with the participants and found out that the kids that were able to delay their gratification were generally more successful, earned higher SAT scores, maintained healthier body mass indexes. Lesson number one, visualize yourself reaping future rewards. Lesson number two from this is steer clear of temptation. Lesson number three, get happier about what you already have. And lesson number four, reward yourself within reason. So that's an amazing little thing. I wonder if my little Mia can wait 15 minutes to get three instead of one.
I don't know. She's pretty smart. I think she may wait.
I don't know. Liam might not. Liam is only one. He might gobble that thing up and then cry when he doesn't get the other two.
Marshmallows.
If you got chocolate and graham crackers, I'm sorry, I can't wait.
Yeah.
S'mores.
Yeah. If that turns into s'mores, it's all over for us.
It's over.
They won't even follow up with us in the study. They'll be like,
What a great little test to do, though.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the next story proves that you're only as young or old as you feel. A 103-year-old Florida golfer, one of our own, made a lot of younger guys green with envy with his skill on the greens by scoring, yes, a hole-in-one late last month.
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Gus Andradone became the oldest person to score a hole-in-one. Mark, you always talk about how we are living longer, and this story more than shows that. He's 103, got a hole-in-one.
I hope I even make it to 103. But, you know, the previous record holder for 2007 was in 2007 for a hole-in-one, and it was achieved by a lady, and she was 102. The gentleman in the article that's 103 now, he plays golf three times a week. He recorded his first hole-in-one around 75 years ago, and he now has done it eight times and looks forward to doing it again. And I remember one time my dad, he was moved to the Villages, and he was playing softball, and he was throwing this arm out and twisting this ankle and hurting his hip, and he realized, you know, even though he thought he can play softball at his upper ages, he really couldn't without getting hurt. Mm-hmm. So he took up golf. So everyone in the Villages seems to play golf. They have golf carts galore. And you know, he plays with guys that have been playing for 30 years and more, some of these guys. So I remember the first year he did it, within the first year, it was sometime like in June or July, there was a golf course in Ocala called Baseline Golf Course, and they had lights there. And there was this guy, this golf pro, his name was Jay. So I got my dad for his birthday in July 12th, lessons to see this Jay guy. So it was five different lessons. So on the third lesson, he comes, meets me there, because I was there too. I was awful. But he comes there and he says, Jay, I don't know what you're doing, but I just want to let you know, I hit my first hole-in-one last week. So my dad, within his first year playing on like a hole that was like 158 yards, he hit the ball, and you couldn't really kind of see over the ridge. So when they all walked up to look for the ball, they're looking on the other side of the green, and no one could find it. It actually went in the hole. So
first
hole. It's in the hole!
Yeah, and all his buddies have been playing for 30, 35 years and never hit one.
He's a natural.
Yeah, and then about a year later, he hit a second hole-in-one.
No way!
Yeah, so, you know, it's just kind of funny. You can play all your life and not get any, or you can play, and at 103, you're going to get your eighth. Or you can be like my dad, within the first year, you hit one, and by 2 years, you hit two.
Hey, you need to get him in a tournament, because a lot of the tournaments, if you get a hole-in-one, you win a car.
Hey, I wish it was that guaranteed. And Mark, no.
Mark, any way I can get Jay's number, I wanted those lessons, too.
Yeah, really. Hey, yeah, it was Jay.
What's that number? Yeah.
Shout out to Jay.
Use a 7-iron, hit the ball straight, and it might roll in the hole.
That's wonderful.
Well, you know, you've worked hard all of your life, and maybe you want to spend retirement golfing with your spouse or your friends. You deserve deserve a full and exciting retirement. Mark can help you with that. Call him now, 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7572. And don't forget to get your free resources at retirementmark.com. Read Mark's blog. Get your free copy of his book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. Don't miss out on that. And you know, Mark, as usual, you have shared, and Mia,
it's never too early to start,
shared a lot of important and helpful information with us today. Your final thoughts, sir?
Well, the main thing is start early. It's never too early to start. If you have kids or grandkids, educate them early. They learn the most between 1 and 10. If you teach them how to work with money now, they're going to be probably better off than you were when they get to the retirement age. So the key is spend more time with your family. Creating memories is one of the many wonderful ways that you can spend your retirement years. I'm here to help you achieve those dreams. My goal each week is for you to leave the show with a greater confidence about your retirement planning. This is Retirement Mark, making every dollar count.
Regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.